This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. We're going to keep going on our consume series, looking at all the reasons we spend the way we do. And Marketplace reporter Scott Tong checked out why we spend so much on our kids and why it can cost so much to give them a leg up. He joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Adrienne. So I want to start by asking you a question.
Go ahead.
Right. So word has it, you're a new mom.
I am.
And if you were like my wife and me when you shopped for baby Asa,
yes,
you bought the best something, right? Car seat or cradle or bottle or the front backpack. You went crazy on something, right?
I did. You know, we got a lot of stuff secondhand, but we did buy a pretty expensive car seat new because everyone said all the literature, all the government reports, buy a new car seat. So we went to Consumer Reports. We found the safest and we spent up on that one.
It's a must have.
Yes.
Right? I mean, there's this kind of parental blowing the budget impulse because it's our kid.
And we want them to be safe and happy and smart.
And then we want them to do well because right soon after they exit the womb, society starts to keep score. Right, which baby talks first or walks first or can stack or kick with his or her left foot. And the reality is they're kind of competing to stand out really early.
What's that cost to get your kid ahead?
Well, I looked into this in a very middle-class suburb of D.C., Charles County, Maryland. A very diverse place, per capita income about $35,000, medium home value about $300,000, so really in the middle. And I met the Jackson family. They have three kids, 11 and 12 and 18, and they're all sports and music and academic stars. So here's the math of their wallet.
Okay.
Right. A season of elite baseball for an 11-year-old is
$2,000. $2,000?
U.S. dollars. And they travel a lot for tournaments. So every other weekend, they're staying in hotels. The two boys, the two younger ones, play clarinet. That's $100 a month. Everybody has an iPhone. That's $300 a month. And then there is sixth grader Connor Jackson's baseball bat. And I want you to guess how much a top-of-the-line Little League bat costs.
$50? $60? $70?
$179 for the baseball bat.
Yeah.
Let me play you a little tape of the parents, Lewis and Nikki Jackson, on why they paid for it.
You got to pay to play. You know, sometimes you do have to step up and buy a better baseball bat. It's a big difference from a $40, $50 bat. It's a big difference, man. Big difference.
The funny story is, I went in the store. He told me the price. After I fainted, I got up and I made the purchase. And I get home and I tell Lewis, and Lewis says, "You know what? I don't care how much the bat was. Every penny spent is well spent."
Now, how are they paying for all this? I mean, this adds up to a lot of money.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's perhaps multiple car payments per month. There's
yeah.
a few different ways to look at the cost. The dad, Lewis Jackson, works as a facility supervisor. Now, neither parent went to college, and he's done very well. He makes $77,000. He's kind of moved up to this middle-class life in Charles County and wants his kids to stay there. So he goes to work. He leaves the house at 4:30 in the morning so he can do his job and get home for the activities. So he pays in his time, and he pays in his money. And they pay out of their savings.
Wow. Their
oldest daughter got a full ride scholarship to college. But if the two boys don't get one, they're going to have to borrow or, you know, they're not saving enough for that. Who knows if they're saving enough for their retirement. And if you kind of look society-wide, there's a new study about all this keeping up. The folks at the University of Chicago call it trickle-down consumption. And that is, folks in the middle are spending so much to compete against everyone else, including the very rich, who are so far ahead of a lot of us. And what happens to people in the middle is they save less and they borrow more. And that is kind of the cost of this parental arms race.
So, I mean, can you step out and just say, no, I'm not going to buy the $179 bat? Or are these, do they make sense? Are they good investments?
Think of it this way. It is an economically rational thing, arguably. Right, we all want our kids to get into college.
Right.
So it's a lot of people chasing not too many slots. And so the more activities, the more tutors, right, the fuller your resume is, the better the chance it is that you're going to get into college. And you have to pay to play to do some of these things. So, you know, it's not just envy. This is something that's kind of rational, that you could get a return on your investment. That's the defense of this. But for society, you know, if everyone joins this arms race and spends, it's arguably a waste of money.
If everyone has the $179 bet, no kid's going to stand out.
Well, that's right. They all hit it to the same spot,
right?
Or everyone boosts their kid, which means no one is really moved ahead in the order, right? Nobody's a better hitter. All they've done is they spend a whole lot of money. And that's the argument that this is a waste of society's resources.
Marketplace reporter Scott Tong, thanks so much.
Okay, you're welcome.